This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Cats and Dogs, Their Health and Ours. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Many cat owners find themselves in a bit of a predicament. They want their cats to have some freedom, to be able to go outside. That's something bird lovers can get pretty mad about because cats can really decimate wildlife. But it also poses a risk for the cats because of all the dangers that lurk out there. So what's better, outdoor or indoor cat? Reporter Liz Tung is going through this decision-making process right now with her cat. So, Liz, tell me about your cat.
So, my cat's name is Ahab, and she is 5 years old. What is it, Ahab? Want to go outside? Okay, fine. And I'm just going to show you a picture of her.
All right. She's cute little black kitty with a white nose. She's a sweet cat?
She is an adventurous cat. She likes to play. She likes to go outside and hunt. Do you want to go outside? But you've already been outside like 3 times today. All right. I'll let you out. She's running outside. She just jumped up. Oh, and she's standing on her hind legs, peering through the fence into our neighbor's backyard. You see anything, Ahab?
And that was pretty much her life for the first 3 years.
Little tail is wagging. Her ears are all perked up. She's sniffing the wind.
How did you end up with Ahab?
Yeah, so I got Ahab about 5 years ago when she was a kitten. I lived in China for a few years. And so I adopted her while I was there. And she had a lot of spirit. So I felt like I couldn't keep her indoors. She was always trying to venture out. And it was like in China, it's very common to let cats outdoors. So I really didn't think twice about it.
And then you came to the U.S.?
Yeah, so that's when everything changed. Me and my husband, Wooly, and Ahab, the three of us moved to New York, and we moved into like this tiny Brooklyn apartment where it was just impossible for her to go outside. So she basically became an indoor cat.
And how did she adjust to that?
She did not adjust very well. she was used to having her freedom. And so all of a sudden she was confined in this tiny apartment with tons of energy. And so she just wanted to play all the time. That's all she wanted to do. And, you know, there really weren't enough hours in the day for us to play with her and keep her entertained. And Wooly, my husband, started to notice that she was getting frustrated.
Well, definitely. I mean, in the flat after that, I really started to notice, again, because she couldn't go outside, that she was a little bit angsty. She bit me once. And she'd never really done that before. She'd never been aggressive or anything. And I think she was just bored. I think she just, like, lacked the stimulation.
I guess that's understandable. If she was, you know, she was always outside and now she's stuck in this little tiny place.
Yeah, and it wasn't just that she was bored. It's like she actually seemed miserable. And this is something that Wooly and I started talking about a lot, like pretty much on a weekly basis.
Because if you think about it, like she's a little life form and we know what happens to people when they're in like prison. Like it's really not good for your mental state. You know, it's always a toss-up between keeping her safe and not letting her outside, but having a cat that's depressed and unhappy and might act out a bit, than having a cat who has the freedom to enjoy life.
So you're psychoanalyzing the cat at this point. So what did you decide to do? What happened next?
So we had to keep her inside when we were in New York, but luckily we moved out of New York and into a place that had a little yard where it was once again possible to let her outside.
In Philadelphia.
And we decided to book an appointment with the vet so that she could get all of her shots so that we could let her outside again. And while we're there, the vet just completely freaks us out. Like, he starts listing off all of the horrible things that can happen to cats when they go outside. You know, get hit by a car or get in a fight with another cat, get some kind of disease. And then he finishes with, "If you value your cat, you will not let her go outside."
Ooh. So what did you do?
Well, at first we kept her inside. And I mean, I was surprised by what he said. And so I started searching around online to see what other experts say. And I ended up reaching out to this researcher who studies how environment affects cats' welfare. Her name is Candace Crony.
I'm a professor of animal behavior and well-being at Purdue University.
And I was actually surprised by what she said.
There's no standard blanket answer in terms of what's best for the cat. It really is just a function of what you're looking for, what your definition of good welfare is, what makes for good quality of life for an animal.
So that's a little bit different than what the vet said.
Yeah, and this is actually a question that she poses to her ethics class at the veterinary school there.
It's simply the case of which cat has better quality of life. So I give them a case of the indoor cat living a long and possibly relatively boring life indoors versus the cat that is outdoors or indoor-outdoor. It's very well exercised. It's very mentally stimulated. And at the relatively young age of 5 years old, meets its nemesis, the moving car at high speed, and then the cat says goodbye to us all. And I'm almost always shocked that people pick cat number two, almost every time.
But do you really think cats get depressed when they are not outside? Or is that just a human emotion that we put on them?
So I was actually wondering that, and I reached out to a cat behaviorist who you might have heard of.
Hey, everybody, this is your cat daddy, Jackson Galaxy.
Here. He actually had this show called My Cat from Hell. And this is what he said.
Yeah, of course I've seen depression. As a human, if you knew you were on this planet to do one thing, and that one thing you were not permitted to do, you would also be anxious and depressed. And from a DNA standpoint, they are programmed to wake up, hunt, catch, kill, and eat.
So this is what cat behaviors call the seeking circuit. It's this part of their brain that drives them to hunt and releases dopamine when they do.
Is there any way to strike a balance, so to give the cats this excitement but also keep them safe?
Yeah, so that's actually what Jackson teaches owners to do, and what he was trying to advise me to do is just play with your cat more.
There's so many ways that you can split the difference, and it is definitely a harder parenting choice to do the work, you know, as opposed to open the door.
So, Liz, what have you and Wooly decided to do with Ahab now?
She is still going outside. We are talking about it. But I have told Wooly that, especially after hearing once again all of the horrible things that can happen to cats when they go outside, that I really do want to try and bring her in. So currently making plans to see about making that happen.
Close the door.
Close the door.
Thanks, Liz.
Thanks, Megan.